Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this tax day, Tuesday, April 17th, 2012. I guess I'm old school. I think of tax day as April 15th, but this year, I guess we got a couple of extra days in there. It's also election day for the special Congressional District 8 election. The polls for that special election are open until 7 o'clock tonight. So still have plenty of time to vote. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI. We are The Voice, and we are Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, with simulcast on KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving all of southeastern Arizona. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at the station's website, kvoi.com. And you can hear our program on any one of three venues, 24/7, really anytime, anywhere in the world, at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. As usual, we have lots to squeeze in over the next 55 minutes or so. We will begin with the new leader of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. These folks are doing very important work, and I am sure you will want to hear about it. About 20 minutes past the hour, Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will have the Tuesday Moneymaker report. Does he have a big smile on his face? Yes, he does. I think the market's up, been up very, very good today. A couple hundred points at one time. 30 minutes past the hour, Jan Woods joins us, the co-owner of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, to talk about her organization's charitable effort known as Cause for Pause. And then we'll close out the show with a newsmaker interview with Ed Honey. He is the mayor of the town of Marana. You can join the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Now on to CPATH. This is a Tucson-based organization. CPATH stands for Critical Path Institute. It is a one-of-a-kind nonprofit organization founded in 2005 that works with biopharmaceutical industry and the FDA to transform drug development by getting safe drugs to the marketplace faster. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Dr. Carolyn Compton, the new president and CEO of CPATH. Dr. Compton received her MD and PhD degrees from Harvard Medical School and the Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences. Before taking the CPATH job and relocating to Tucson, Dr. Compton was director of the National Cancer Institute's Office of Biorepositories and Biospecimen Research and executive director of the Cancer Human Biobank Project at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Compton, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
You know, the path to a new pharmaceutical, the path of that pharmaceutical to the market, is long and expensive, meaning patients who could benefit from the new drug are often left on the sidelines. How is CPATH changing that?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is far too long and far too expensive, and our society really cannot sustain it. In fact, it's estimated that it takes over 10 years and over $1.6 billion to get a single drug to market. That may even be longer and more expensive than currently estimated. Those figures are based on old estimates. So, in fact, it continues to be a challenge for our society to link the promise of science, which is now exploding everywhere and which I saw firsthand at the National Institutes of Health, to patients, to patient benefit. And the only way that we can do that is to develop the products that come from those scientific discoveries and make certain through our regulatory agencies like the FDA that they in fact work, that they are efficacious, and that they are safe.
And you're having, there's progress to report on several fronts. CPATH has been involved in the field of Alzheimer's research, Parkinson's, and on it goes. So progress is being made in speeding up getting a safe pharmaceutical to the marketplace.
That's exactly right. And we're speeding up the progress of that whole process at CPATH by doing something very unique and innovative, and that is to bring together the actual industries, the pharmaceutical and biotech industries that manufacture the products that are taken to the bedside of patients, getting them together to share their scientific knowledge and their data. These are competitors in the marketplace, and to get them to work together is a challenge. But in fact, in this atmosphere, in this challenging marketplace, and in this shifting medical milieu where we're shifting from blockbuster drugs, one-size-fits-all therapies, to molecularly targeted therapies, which would mean a cocktail of drugs to a set of molecular targets, each drug made by a separate company, so they would have to work together to develop these drugs, to put them through clinical trials, to test their safety. And so they are willing to work together. We convene them together to exchange these ideas and data. And we bring the FDA to the table while this is going on. So they're developing standards that they all agree to use that are based on strong science, and that the FDA pre-approved, so that when the product comes before them for a regulatory judgment, the FDA is already familiar with the data gathering process and has already qualified the process, if you will. This should save enormous amounts of time and money for industry and time for the FDA, because if there are no standards being used by everyone, every time a product comes to the FDA and every time an industry collects data for regulatory approval, it's done by a different means, and the FDA has to be educated every time. So
this is really setting a blueprint that's going to help
changing
the whole
scenario.
Face of
absolutely.
Things. Dr. Carolyn Compton is with us. She is the new president and CEO of CPATH. CPATH is based here in Tucson, and really bringing together some great minds in bioscience here in Arizona is just exploding.
It absolutely is, Bill. That's true. In fact, I just moved here along with two colleagues from the National Cancer Institute, both of whom were national leaders. Dr. Anna Barker, who was the deputy director of the NCI, National Cancer Institute, when I went there, and Dr. Ken Buto, who ran and developed the Cancer Bioinformatics Grid Program at the NCI, which is the bioinformatics program that linked together all the scientists and allowed them to exchange data. All of this expertise is being brought to Arizona to work with the universities here and to work with the biomedical industries that are here to create something that is utterly unique. There are other not-for-profits that are also cutting edge in terms of molecular biology and molecular medicine. So we hope to put together something that is going to put Arizona on the map for biomedical sciences in a very unique and powerful way.
Yeah, lots of important work being done under that umbrella that we call bioscience.
Absolutely.
In Arizona. You are quoted in a very fine article in today's Arizona Daily Star, Dr. Compton, that you are betting your career on the success of CPATH. It's a safe bet.
I certainly hope so. I'm
now
a
that
risk
you've
taker.
Moved.
Yes. But with a calculated risk.
Yes.
And I believe so wholeheartedly in the potential impact that CPATH can have for patients. And if anything, Bill, I moved here because I see the roadblock at the regulatory approval node in the process of translating science into products as being the single most problematic issue now in terms of getting progress for patients to their bedside. And for me, It's all about the patients. So I want to change medicine for the better before I die, and I think CPATH is the place to do that.
So many exciting things, mapping out a patient's entire genetic blueprint. That may be on the way to a doctor near you. I mean, that's what's coming, and at an affordable price.
Exactly.
I mean, things are happening so fast in your business, it's really mind-boggling.
Yes, the rate of change is greater now than it has ever been in the entire history of man. And we really now have no limit on our ability to understand disease, to probe its biology, to be able to study how to intervene in the disease process. But that still means that we have to manufacture products that are in the hands of physicians to be able to use for patients' benefits to capture the power of that scientific discovery.
And these are, you want to make sure that these are safe products.
That's exactly
yes.
right. They not That's only have to do what they're
safe, yes.
yes. Yes. They can't do more harm than good.
No.
And in fact, that's the first tenet of medicine is first, do no harm. And that is the responsibility of the Food and Drug Administration. That's a great organization in this country that sets the pace for the entire international community that when they approve a drug, that you are as certain as you can be at the time that this is a safe and efficacious product, and we, the public, and potential patients all depend on that.
Dr. Carolyn Compton is the new president and CEO of CPATH, Critical Path Institute, based here in Tucson. And Dr. Compton, we'll look forward to talking to you more and about bioscience here on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much, and congratulations in your new post.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Money Maker Report is coming up next. Then we're going to talk about Pause for Pets, and then the mayor of Marana, Ed Honing, will be with us. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Augustus Paris Antiques is a very special place for the discriminating antique collector, specializing in one-of-a-kind pieces of 19th century to mid-20th century European antique furniture and objects of art. Owner Roberta Franzheim has a great eye for quality and lasting appeal. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Rain or shine, market up, market down. He's a nice guy every day, but when the market is up nearly 200 points, my friend Shelley Fishman has the big smile on the Shelley Fishman Smile Index on how reflecting the Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 200?
Yeah, up about a point and a half across the board today.
So you will take that.
I will. I'll take it. I'd love to have it every day. You know, we talked about the fact that in the first quarter, we didn't really see the volatility we'd seen in 2011. You said, is this going to even out and be just kind of boring, you know, straight up into the right? Well, you asked for volatility. Here's the volatility.
Volatility is here. It's a part of doing business. And I think for an investor, you got to get used to it.
You do. It's what we live with now. What we had in 2011, of course, was very unusual and record-breaking. I don't expect that much volatility this year, but we're going to have some.
For the first quarter was a good quarter as far as stocks.
It was a wonderful quarter.
Wonderful quarter. Yeah. I mean, we'd love to see that performance, of course, every quarter. Not going to happen, most likely. How's the second quarter looking?
Well, the second quarter, Bill, is really, I think, going to be based more on fundamentals than the emotional response that we saw coming off of last summer. So what I see is a slow, steady growth. What economists are beginning to agree about is that this recovery has legs, that this recovery is broadly based, and that it's firmly based. And so what we're beginning to see now is economic forecasts showing that, you know, we're going to see probably not as quick a growth pace as we'd like. Some people call it anemic. Some people call it somewhat stunted. But it nevertheless is going to be somewhere in the 2.5% to 3% annualized GDC for the year. And that means that in order to get there, we're going to see growth in manufacturing. We're going to see improvements in housing. We're going to see improvements in exports. We're going to see consumer spending increase on a fairly steady basis. That consumer opinions about where the economy is going, and most importantly, we're going to see a continuing decrease in unemployment. And continued growth or production of new jobs on the private sector.
So this year is somewhat of a turnaround year. Is that safe to say?
I think it's a turnaround year, economically speaking, because we actually, you know, if you take a look at just how many straight months of growth we've had, it's been now like 26 months. So we're really 2 years, 2.5 years into this recovery. The thing that's different that feels different about this year is that most economists are agreeing that this thing has legs, that we're not going into another recession, that even, you know, some of the headwinds that we're seeing in Europe and in slowdown in the emerging markets and in some of the potential problems we have in housing and unemployment, that even those things are not going to stop this economy.
For an investor, what does this mean?
Okay. So for an investor, it means, number one, that caution is still very, very important. It also means that for those investors who have been basing their portfolios around things that are correlated with treasuries and with very secure bonds, that it's time to reallocate their portfolios, not necessarily out of fixed income, but with investments that are less correlated to treasuries. So what that means is some non-traditional investments, the things like non-traded REITs and other things in the real estate environment. It means high-yield bonds. It means emerging market debt. And also what we're beginning to see, because corporations are awash in cash right now. They've
parked it on the sidelines.
Yeah, exactly. Cases, right? And so what we're seeing is corporations are feeling an obligation to, you know, pay dividends. And while dividends have always been kind of an anchor, it is clear that corporations seem to be more – have a higher propensity to pay closer to the market rate in their dividends. And so what we're seeing is a lot of interest in large cap value stocks in the U.S. that are the bluest of the blue chip, that do pay dividends, and are likely to improve as the economy improves.
Perhaps we have some listeners, Shelley Fishman, who are thinking, well, you know, I've handled this myself, but maybe it is time now to let a professional like yourself manage their portfolio. What suggestions do you have for those folks who've never really had someone professionally like yourself look at a portfolio?
Well, if you are investing and you're doing it by yourself and you're successful and you're able to sleep at night, then I suggest you keep doing what you're doing because it's working for you. But if you have parked everything on the sidelines, or if you decided that the room full of monkeys throwing darts at the dartboard days are over, you know, in the late 90s, then what you should do is get three good names from three friends you rely on and interview at least three advisors and find out what their investment perspectives are, what their strategies are, where they got their training, and how they work with their back office. Now, that seems like kind of an arcane question to ask, but a back office and the support you get from that back office is very, very important to how much time you as an individual advisor can spend dedicated to your clients rather than dedicated to administrivia and paperwork.
The back office being?
Being your broker-dealer or the firm that you work for. So it's important to know.
And your case?
In my case, it's LPL Financial, one of the larger and more independent and very supportive. Usually ranks number one in terms of client satisfaction. And that's very important to me because that means that I don't have to spend, you know, 50 or 60 or 70% of my day managing my back office. I can help my clients and spend most of my time with them.
If there was one or two questions that are most important, then when you sit down, when the client sits down with the hopefully certified financial planner, what are one or two of those most important questions?
Well, one very important question is, what are your credentials? And the other very important question is, how do you make money? How do you get paid? And how is how you get paid fair to me?
Can you give me a simple answer, the bottom line answer to question number two?
Well, no, because it can be complex.
Okay.
But what I can say
Sorry to throw you a curve there.
Well, and I know time is always is of the essence here, but what is important is that you as a client have a right to know how your money is going to get your advisor paid. Now, you don't need to know what that advisor makes every year, mm-hmm. but you should know exactly what that advisor is making on your investments, and you should know what your alternatives with that advisor are. And if you sense any hesitation on the part of the advisor, go somewhere else.
Shelley Fishman, thank you so much. Folks can reach you.
795-7950.
And you can also get a link to Shelley on our website, buckmastershow.com. Thanks, Shelley. Have a great week.
Thanks, Bill. See you next week.
Coming up now on the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes past on the Buckmaster Show, pets and your companion animal. That's next.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On this tax deadline day, Mitt Romney is defending his tax plan against charges from Democrats that he's trying to benefit the rich. Romney, campaigning today in Pennsylvania, says that actually his plan would benefit middle-income people more than those in other categories. President Obama says it's a chance for Republicans to make amends for opposing an end to tax breaks for oil and gas firms. He's urging Congress to give regulators more power to crack down on price manipulation in energy markets by speculators. Republicans say the president already has that power through various federal regulatory agencies. The rally rolls on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 208 points, well above 13,000. The Nasdaq up 64. More details at srnnews.com.
Why travel to Paris in search of that special antique when you have Augustus Paris Antiques right here in Tucson? Owner Roberta Fransheim specializes in selecting one-of-a-kind pieces of European antique furniture and objects of art from the 19th century to mid-20th century chic. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is 12:34 on this Tuesday afternoon. Once a month, we focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. This segment is about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us this month is on our animal care segment, Jan Woods, the hospital administrator and co-owner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Jan has been named one of the five finalists for the National Association of Business Women, the Tucson chapter. She was also a National Association of Business Women Owner of the Year finalist in 2010 and an Athena finalist in 2010 and 2011. And Jan is also president of something, an organization we call Cause for Paws. Jan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill. I appreciate all that information that you just imparted. I hope I can live up to that information you just gave everybody.
Jan, I want to first congratulate you on the very active role you do play in the business community.
Thanks.
And congratulations on your awards. Let's talk a little bit about Cause for Paws, and four is spelled F-O-U-R, for our four-legged friends.
That's correct. Cause for Paws is a great organization that was started by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, many years ago, around, I think, January of 2006. We have that set up as a charity that is a 501c3 not-for-profit charity.
And what are some of the things that you're looking, how do you serve our animal friends?
Well, we have actually four really great ways to serve people who have pets that are in need of an immediate emergent need or some kind of surgery. They have to be live below the poverty line. We have many, many people in Tucson who live below the poverty line who have furry family members who have an emergent need and don't have access to funds. That is the prime reason Cause for Paws was set up. We also provide, because there's not a veterinary school in southern Arizona, we also have a technical library for veterinarians and veterinary nurses in town. That's a technical medical library, and that is the only one of its type. We also provide veterinary scholarships to low-income veterinary students and low-income veterinary nursing students. So those are some of the ways that we help not only emergent needs for pets, but also to help ensure that the future generations can take care of pets in need.
And this is also another component, Jan. As you know, the death of a companion animal is a devastating blow. You can help out there for people as well, can't you?
Yes, we can, yes. When we have an animal that has died here due to the fact that something could not be helped or whatever the reason may be, we have a memorial garden, and the pet owners can buy a bell in memory of their pet, and that money goes to Cause for Paws, and the bell hangs in our memorial garden forever in their memory.
Are you in need of charitable donations?
Absolutely. We're like every other charity in the city and every other charity in the country. We always need charitable donations to assure that pets who are in need or the other reasons that the charity exists continues to exist due to kind donations from people in the community.
We're speaking with Jan Wood. She is the hospital administrator and the co-owner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, and we're talking about their charity, Cause For, F-O-U-R, Pause, and you're having a big fundraising event. This is really fun. This is called Tailgate Treasures. Tell us about that.
Yes, tailgate obviously is a play on word on the pet's tail, and it is a sale. Every car's trunk is a new shopping experience, and basically everybody in Tucson just needs to lend their paws to help a local cause by joining Cause for Paws at a tailgate garage sale. This will be on Saturday, April the 28th at 2012. You will, if you call us at 520-795-9955 and purchase a place to park your car, the minimum donation is $25 for a non-covered space and $30 minimum donation for a covered space. You'll park your car, and we say park your, you'll get your parking space and mark your territory, and sell away. And whatever you sell, whatever you bring and you sell your treasures, you get to keep that money. All we're asking is that there is a charitable donation given for parking your car in a spot.
This is a great idea, Jan. Every car's trunk then becomes a new shopping experience.
That's correct, exactly. And as we know, there are plenty of things that people would like to sell after spring cleaning. And we are more than happy to have them come and get a space. And if you don't have anything to sell, please come and shop. There's free parking. You can shop from car to car to car. There'll be plenty of opportunities to buy all kinds of great tailgate treasures.
And again, that number to reserve your tailgate space is 795-9955. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
And so a covered parking space, minimum donation $30. Non-covered parking space, minimum donation is $25. And this is a rain or shine event. All the proceeds will go to Cause for Paws, the mission. And we should give out the website, too, for it is Cause, F-O-U-R, for paws.org. Is that correct, Jan?
That's correct. And also, Bill, I want to make sure that the people hear that when they the only money that goes as a charitable donation to Cause for Paws is just the parking spot. Anything they sell in their out of their trunk is theirs to keep.
Okay, so the parking spot, that's the charitable donation right there.
That's correct, and we are 501c3, so they'll get a 501c3 charitable donation slip that they can turn into the for taxes for this year.
Jan, while I have you, I'd like to talk a little bit about your vision for Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, recognized really throughout the Southwest as the place to go for 24/7 outstanding care. You are a co-owner. What was your vision, Jan, when you put this all together?
As far as putting
the organization together, I wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Well, Dr. Gores and Boulay are the founding partners, and their vision was to establish a regional specialty and emergency center that would service all of the clients of Southern Arizona and all the surrounding areas. Anytime a client day or night needs veterinary specialty or emergency center, we consider ourselves an extension of the primary care veterinarian. It's just like when you go to see your primary care MD, when you have a knee that needs worked on, he's going to send you to an orthopedic specialist. It's the same for veterinary medicine, and our idea was to make sure that we have everything that a client would need in a specialty area or an emergent need area.
And you have an incredible roster. Over the past few months, we've talked with, I think, one of your brain surgeons there. We've talked to a dermatologist specialty. You really have a fine roster of really handling just about any need for your companion animal.
We do. I think if if Tucsonians will kind of think of this as a parallel, as if when you're going to an acute care hospital such as TMC, Northwest, UMC, whatever it may be, you're going there for an emergent or a specialty need or a hospitalization need, whether it be a visit or an outpatient visit or an inpatient visit. That is what Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is. It is the acute care facility as well as the medical specialty office building for pets. And so I kind of run that parallel, and it seems to make more sense.
And at your website, vscot.com, some of our previous interviews with some of your specialists are up there for folks to listen to, and you've got all the information about what you offer there. Now, going back to Cause for Pause, again, that the website there is causeforpause.org, and the big fundraiser is coming up Saturday, April 28th. This should be a lot of fun, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that will be at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, 4909 North La Cañada Drive, and that's at River and La Cañada. I hope it goes very well for you, and Jan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Jan Woods talking with us from the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson about their big fundraising event. Coming up next, the mayor of the town of Marana, Ed Honey, will join us. We've got lots to talk with the mayor about. That's next on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We've had a jam-packed show, and now we continue with the mayor of Marana, Ed Honey. Mayor, good to see you.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com, and you might want to check out that website because they're having a big to-do about Cinco de Mayo on Thursday, May 3rd, up at Splendido at 11:30 in the morning. Seminar and Mexican buffet. Check it out at SplendidoTucson.com. Mayor, what's the latest as far as this bond? The state is going to audit. The governor signed into law there will be an audit of the Pima County bond program. I guess you say hooray.
Well, what we're looking for, and this is not in any way meant to be a punishment or anything for Pima County or anyone in the region.
Is this payback or
revenge?
No,
it's not. Okay. And what we're looking for is there were things that have been improved in bond packages, I think the 97 and the 2004, for Marana that we never received. And we're just looking for where did that money go and why didn't we get it? And, you know, a prime example is the Honey Heights 3 project. We were supposed to get $800,000. It was approved by the voters. It was approved by the Board of Supervisors. It was approved by the bond committee.
So this is
we never got the money.
So this isn't sour grapes.
No, it's not. It's give us our share. Our citizens are taxpayers as well, and you know, we're just looking to get things that were approved by the voters.
I understand you're really excited about what you have called a transportation gold mine, and this is the controversial planned rail yard near Picacho. Now, would this would require an annexation, right?
Or no, we
tell me about
there's
this.
A very good possibility we would not annex
okay.
this yard.
Okay.
We're in big support of that. We are in the process of annexing the Pinal Air Park, and we're looking for a way to tie with Interstate 10, the Pinal Switching Yard, and the Pinal Air Park, air freight, rail freight, and road freight, and be a distribution center. Maybe get some of the overflow from Long Beach Port and some of those places that really need a place to distribute in this country. It would create thousands of well-paying jobs, and this is something that we need in this region.
And Union Pacific is, I guess, has been trying to, well, they've been involved with this since, what, 2006, trying to buy some state-owned farmland along I-10?
That's correct, and they're making progress. Zoe Richmond is their PIO person, and will go talk to any civic or social group that is interested in what's going on. The legislature did pass a bill that is going to make it easier for them to move forward, and we're really excited about the opportunities that this rail yard will give us.
You had your State of the Town address, wasn't it last Friday?
Last Friday.
What was your message to the residents of
Well,
Marana?
We talked about our strategic plan and how things are going. I made a statement that the state of the town is excellent and getting better. Marana is doing quite well. We have a balanced budget. We're moving forward with a lot of our projects, and companies are expanding in our community and moving into our community, and We have a lot of positive things going on right now.
Is it a fiscally secure community?
Oh, very much
money
so.
Money-wise?
Very much so. We, in 2006, 2007, when the bottom fell out of the economy, our leadership, our management, and our elected officials made the cuts necessary to balance our budget immediately. And we don't borrow money for anything. If we don't make it, we don't spend it. And that's our motto.
There was a picture of you in the paper about a week ago sitting in an F-35 simulator. That must have been fun.
That was thrilling.
I guess.
And one of the things that's really positive about that is Sergeant Controls, which has been a Marana success story, pretty much doubled their capacity with a new building there, creates 70 parts of the F-35. So this new aircraft is going to create jobs and opportunities for people in Marana and southern Arizona.
What do you think the chances are of the F-35, of us getting it here, basing it here at Davis-Monthan, and I guess Tucson International Airport, too, would be involved.
Right.
Basically,
the F-16 will be leaving, you know, in the next few years. The F-16 and the F-18 have been phased out by the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marine Corps. And the F-35 is going to replace these aircraft. And I am going to submit probably in about 2 weeks to our council for a resolution to do in support of the F-35. And the reason is this aircraft keeps our country safe. It provides jobs directly at the airport with pilots and civilian employees there. And it's going to provide a lot of jobs in Marana with Sergeant Controls. So I think it's a win-win all the way around.
And what do you think of the noise? What about the noise factor, Mayor Honey?
Well, F-16s make noise as well. And actually, the airport and the Air Force facility was there long before any houses were built around that area. I've lived in this region all my life, and that was just desert when that airport was built. So if people buy a house in there, they realize, or they should realize, that they're in an air path.
We're speaking with the mayor of Marana, Ed Honey. Mayor, you got some high marks, the town, about your economic development plan. Inside Tucson Business had a very favorable piece recently about the impressive plans that are being undertaken there, and kind of lists everything that's going on. And it is impressive. You've got an impressive economic development plan there.
We have some really good ideas. MPA did a survey about a year ago of the different
Metropolitan Pima Alliance.
Of all the cities and towns in southern Arizona, and Marana came out number one. Easiest place to do business, more easily receive a permit or inspections. And we decided not to set on our haunches, that we're going to make it better. And our BDC, our Business Development Center, has been improved, and we now have teams. If you want a permit, you come in, we'll have an engineer, a planner, an inspector, the fire district, the water company, and everybody at the table at one time. And you can get all of your questions answered directly right off the bat. And in this economy, time is money. In any economy, time is money. And the faster we're able to get you on the ground, the faster you're going to be employing people in our community or paying a retail sales tax to help pay for police and parks. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And that is a one-stop business center, in effect.
Yes, it is. On the second floor of our three-story main municipal building.
You're former chair of the Regional Transportation Authority. How is that widening of Tangerine Road from I-10 east to La Cañada Drive done for you?
Tangerine is, of course, a long-term project. It's part of it's been expanded already, more of it up in the Oro Valley region than in Marana. But eventually it'll be four lanes from I-10 all the way to Oracle Road. It's a tremendous corridor for folks, and it's getting very, very heavy traffic now. Twin Peaks Interchange actually ended up putting more traffic on Tangerine instead of taking it off, because now it's a shortcut to Oro Valley.
How is the Ritz-Carlton doing?
Ritz-Carlton's doing pretty well. doing pretty well. They're starting to fill more spaces, and the Accenture Golf Tournament doesn't hurt it at all. When people see folks here in February or March running around in polo shirts and shorts playing golf in the beautiful mountain setting, it's a tremendous asset to the Ritz-Carlton and Marana.
So bottom line, getting back to our lead item with you, Mayor, no sour grapes for toward Mr. Huckleberry and Pima County?
No. I mean, we all live in Pima County, and we want them to do well, and we would like to do well. We are just concerned that revenues that were approved by the voters and the bond committee for Marana were never received. And we would like to receive those revenues.
When does that state audit begin? Do you have any idea?
Pretty quickly, I believe.
Okay, Mayor Ed Honey, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
Thanks a lot. Coming now to the close of the Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants. Tax day, that means celebration over at Flowers Rieger. They can take a little breather now that tax season is over, but they're always available for you. Any CPA needs, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it for the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will be back with you with another full agenda for tomorrow at 12:05 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have yourself a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, and 930 KAPR, Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.